The habits you have today are determining what your future is going to be. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we listen in as James Clear, the author of Atomic Habits, talks with us about how to improve your self-discipline and develop better habits. Enjoy.
One of the places I like to suggest starting is with what I call environment design. So basically, the things that are on your desk at home, your kitchen counter, your office at work, they influence your behaviors. And if you can restructure your physical environment or your digital environment, then you're more likely to actually stick with the right habit. So as an example, a lot of people feel like they watch too much television. So walk into pretty much any living room, where do all the couches and chairs face? They all face the TV. It's like, what is this room designed to get you to do? Now, I'm not saying you have to restructure your entire house, but there are a range of choices you could make, right? You could take the chair and turn it away from the television and have it face a coffee table with a book on it. Or you could put the TV inside a wall unit or a cabinet, something behind doors, so you're less likely to see it. You could also increase the friction of the action in the environment. So you could unplug the TV after each use and then only plug it back in if you can say the name of the show that you want to watch. So you're not at all and just turn Netflix on and find something. So that's an example of curtailing a bad habit with environment design. But you can also use it to promote good habits. So for example, I used to buy apples and I would put them in the crisper at the bottom of the fridge and I wouldn't see them because they were tucked down there. And so then 2 weeks later, they would go bad and I get annoyed because I'm throwing food out and throwing money away. And so I bought a big display bowl and I put it right in the middle of the counter and put the apples in there, and now they're gone in 3 days just because it's obvious. There's a study that I mentioned in the book from Massachusetts General Hospital. They went into the cafeteria at the hospital and they added water to all of the fridges, and they also added some of those little rolling carts that have water in it by the food stations in the cafeteria. And that was all they did. They didn't talk to anybody. They didn't motivate anybody. And then 6 months later, water sales are up 25%, soda sales are down 11%. And I always think that's interesting because if you were to go up to any person in that room and be like, why are you drinking a Coke? They'd be like, I wanted a Coke. Why do you have water? This is what I felt like having. But the truth is, some percentage of them chose it just because it was obvious, just because of what the environment nudged them toward. As far as making habits easy, there are a variety of things you can do, but the simplest one is just to scale your habits down to something that is very easy to do. And I like to recommend the 2-minute rule, which basically says you take whatever habit you're trying to build and you scale it down to something that takes 2 minutes or less to do. So do yoga 4 days a week becomes take out my yoga mat, or read 30 books a year becomes read one page. And sometimes people resist that a little bit because they're like, okay, I know the real thing I want to do isn't take my yoga mat out, right? I know I actually want to do the workout. I'm not just looking to build this habit of taking this mat out all the time. So if it's a mental trick and I know it's a trick, why would I fall for it? And if you feel that way, then my recommendation would be, well, actually in the beginning, for the first few weeks, limit yourself to only 2 minutes. All you do is put your shoes on, running shoes on, and step out the door and lock the door, and then you walk back inside. Or all you do is take your yoga mat out. It sounds funny, but for example, so I had a reader who, he ended up doing this. He lost a lot of weight, lost over 100 pounds. And for the first 6 weeks, he only went to the gym for 5 minutes and then he would leave. So he'd get in the car, drive to the gym, get out, do half an exercise, get back in the car, drive home. And it sounds ridiculous, right? You're like, okay, clearly this is not going to be the thing that gets this guy in shape. But when you step back for a second, you realize he was becoming the type of person that went to the gym 4 days a week. He was mastering the art of showing up. And I think that this is a really deep truth about habits that gets overlooked a lot, which is a habit must be established before it can be improved, right? It has to become the standard in your life, your new normal, before you can worry about optimizing it or expanding it from there. If you don't become the type of person that goes to the gym for 5 minutes, you don't have a chance to be the person who stays for 45 minutes 5 days a week. So I think so often we're so focused on finding the perfect diet plan or the ideal workout program. We're so focused on optimizing that we don't give ourselves permission to show up in a small way. But even if it's only for, 5 minutes or 5 push-ups or one sentence that you write, do something so that you can master the art of showing up and make it your new normal. And then once you become that person, well, then you have a lot of options for expanding and improving from there. There's this great story that I mentioned in the book about Twyla Tharp, the famous dance choreographer and instructor. And she trains for, still even now, she trains for 2 hours a day. She's, you know, 50s, 60s. She's been training for a long time, dancing her whole career. But she doesn't actually focus on the exercise habit. The habit that she focuses on building is I put on my workout clothes and my sweatshirt and I hail the cab on the side of the street. And if I've done that, then I've completed the habit. And I think the insight that she realized is that habits are often the entry point, not the end point. They're the cab, not the gym. They're like an entrance ramp to the bigger routines in your life. And if you can master that habit, that like little decisive moment that determines what happens in the next chunk of time, then the rest of it kind of falls in line. I have this moment each morning where either I open up Evernote and I start writing the next article I'm going to work on, or I go to ESPN and I check the latest sports news. And what happens in the next hour is really determined by what happens in the first like 30 seconds. Because if I go to ESPN, then the next hour is kind of shot. But if I start writing the article, if I master that entry point, then I'm kind of speeding in the right direction and the momentum carries me into the rest of the task. And I think that for me, that's a little bit inspiring when it comes to building habits, because what you realize is that there's actually not that much to change. There may be 5 or 10 of those little decisive moments, those little entry points throughout your day that determine whether the next chunk of time is productive or not. And if you can organize your environment or join a community or restructure your habits so that those entry points are mastered, then you're much more likely to live a good, productive day.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.